Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dusty Staub is here. Robert E. Staub II is the name on the books, The Heart of Leadership and The Seven Acts of Courage. Those are his two books, two of his books that I know of. And he's one of our top leadership experts in the Brain Trust. He's a very prolific writer and a global thinker, consultant to people working on important topics of leadership, like what he calls power pivots. And we're going to talk about that. Dusty, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. So let's talk about these power pivots. I was giving the audience a little bit of a, I was talking to them about the fact that, you know, pivot is kind of an athletic term. We think about it in basketball and it's used in a lot of different ways. Companies, businesses, pivot from time to time from one strategy to another. When you think of pivot, I think of something that's faster than normal, maybe. Something, making a shift. A shift is more timely, more thought out, more resolute, but a pivot seems to be faster. What do you mean when you say power pivots?
Well, power pivot is a term I'm using that I think is, as I've thought about this over the years, sort of like a blinding glimpse of the obvious. Why wasn't I using this language before? You know, in basketball, if you're trying to make one move one way and you're blocked, you pivot into a more effective position. You
right.
Move it very quickly. So what a power pivot is...
And, of course, for those who may not know, in a pivot, one of your feet has to stay in the same place. It can
right.
move around, it can move, you know, in a 360, but it has to basically stay. So you're grounded on one side while you're moving on the other side. Go ahead.
That's a beautiful way to describe it. You stay grounded. You're grounded, and yet you can shift into something that's more effective. So when you're blocked and something isn't working, staying grounded, you pivot on that foot, the other foot is free, and you're able to make a move that is more graceful, more powerful,
mm-hmm.
and actually helps you score, all right? Score in life. And so and let me give you an example of a power pivot. A friend of mine's a psychologist. He had trouble with his teenage daughter a number of years ago, and they had tried everything. They had did family meetings. They did counseling. They helped confront her with her issues, and nothing was working. And he realized, all right, well, the principle is I need to protect my daughter, I need to hold the line, and what we're doing isn't working. So in a family meeting, he made a pivot, and he said, sweetheart, I want to tell you the day you were born was one of the greatest days of my life. I remember holding you in my arms and thinking, thanking God that he'd given me such an incredible, beautiful daughter. And he and his wife and the other two siblings started sharing all the things they loved about her.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of complaining, instead of confronting her, they shared what they saw. And then, as an additional part of that pivot, the father said, and sweetheart, we just love you and we're worried about you. And we want to make sure that you're making healthy choices for you. She started crying. She opened up. And that was a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they were doing wasn't working. So they pivoted, holding the center of care and concern, and pivoted to showing appreciation. And that's called the power of attribution. When you can attribute strengths and talents to somebody who isn't currently showing it, it allows them to move in a more graceful way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Say that last part. When you give, say that whole last part again about the other person. I want people to hear that again.
It's attribution. So if I'm an executive or I'm confronting one of my employees or I'm a team member confronting my boss or I'm in a family, whatever. Attribution is the power where you look at somebody and you attribute to them qualities, strengths, and abilities they may not be showing in the moment. And when you make that attribution, people want to live up to it. People want to step up. They want to be seen
mm-hmm.
as bigger or better than they may be in the moment. they're more likely to make a positive shift than if you're trying to criticize them when they're likely
to
shift.
So this is the opposite, sounds like the opposite of the Pygmalion effect. The Pygmalion effect is, you know, whatever you expect of someone, that's what's going to happen. And oftentimes it's seen as something lesser. In other words, if a teacher thinks a student isn't going to do very well because of they've got some preconceived notion, the student probably won't do very well. But you're talking about a power pivot where you lift people up. You tell them, you help them understand that they are capable of more.
Yes, and you can think about this. The Pygmalion effect can be positive or it can be negative. So if I attribute to Jim that he is negative, egotistical, or self for himself, that's what Jim's more likely to either try to live into, or he's going to be angry with me and is going to act that way. However, mm-hmm. I attribute to Jim, he cares about people. He gives an awful lot of his time and energy to help people. He's a great spokesperson for the small business owner. If I attribute that to him, he's much more likely to approach me and talk to me and engage me in a more positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the Pygmalion effect. I can pivot into the negative or the positive. And what a power pivot is, you're always pivoting into the greater space, the greater grade of effectiveness.
How do you know it's the greater one? When you're pivoting, you know, that's the thing about pivoting is you don't always know if you're making the right decisions. How can you pivot into that power position? How do you know that is the power position?
That's a great question. And for me, it is this the path of heart? Is this the path of greater heart? And so the pivot
the path of
is
heart.
Always informed. Yes. If it is a pivot into a greater sense of openness, acceptance, compassion, of even tough love, if it is that path, power of the heart, as opposed mm-hmm. to the one of judgment and criticality and negativity and haranguing and complaining. One way allows someone to have the grace of moving into a larger frame and a more effective way. And let me give you an example of another power pivot. Jimmy Carter at Camp David with Menachem Begin of Israel and Anwar Sadat of Egypt. The Camp David Accords, they were at an impasse. You know, Egypt is saying, give back the Sinai, and then we might talk peace. And
right.
Israel say, no, talk peace, and then we will surrender the Sinai, because they captured the Sinai from Egypt. And they were at an impasse. And Jimmy Carter started talking about, well, Menachem, you have grandkids. Oh, yeah, seven. How about you, Anwar? Yeah, Anwar started talking about his grandkids. He had three grandfathers talking about what they wanted for their
right.
grandkids. And when they got that, then he said, if I can show you how you can get what you want for your grandkids, is there any reason why we can't create a deal?
That was a power pivot. Hold on to that thought. Dusty Staub and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.